Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have just joined us, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. Welcome to the program, Socially Speaking. I'm your host, Sister Zeenat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Well, Sayyidina Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu reports that on one occasion, just before the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam addressed the Sahaba by saying, Ramadan is about to dawn upon you. Ramadan is the month of blessings, and in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns His special mercies towards you, forgives your sins, and accepts your du'as and supplications. Allah ta'ala looks at your vying with each other in carrying out good deeds in Ramadan to please Him, and He boasts to His angels about it. Hence, show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your efforts of piety and righteousness, for certainly the most unfortunate person is the one who is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month. So my dear respected listeners, we should really make every effort and, you know, make sure that we use this opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to make, you know, all the ibadah that we possibly can, and to do as much good deeds that we possibly can. And, you know, if there's one thing we certainly don't want, is for us to waste time, and of course by doing so, you know, be deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month, or this wonderful, this blessed, this auspicious month of Ramadan, inshallah. Well, having said that, our respected listeners, I know, you know, inshallah, Ramadan may start tomorrow or Wednesday. So this is just a bit of a reminder to all of us out there. Well, looking at our programming for this hour, first up this morning, we speak to Sister Faiza Sakur. She's a somatologist with 26 years of experience and also has interest and, of course, expertise in many related fields as well. We're talking to her about balancing work and home life while working from home. And then we have another interview as well, and this time with Sister Amina Vashyat. She's a pediatric physiotherapist, and she's also a trained lactation consultant. And our topic of discussion with her today is all about breastfeeding challenges. Then we also have an Islamic story, which is about an orphan's Eid. And inshallah, you know, if we do have time, the Signs of Allah segment that comes up almost at the end of the program. And today we look at how mountains strengthen the earth's crust. Inshallah, all of this and more within this hour. We have Sister Faiza Sakur online. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Faiza. Jazakallahu khair for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam, jazakallah for having me again.
Well, it's wonderful to be able to speak to you again. Now, just to tell you a little about Sister Faiza, she, like I said earlier, she's a somatologist and she has 26 years of experience. And of course, she also has interest and expertise in many other fields as well. Now, we're going to be talking to her about balancing work and home life while working from home. You know, working remotely has its perks, as we all know. No daily commute in the morning, you know, the flexibility to work when you want to, no strict dress code, unless, of course, you have an online meeting. But it also has its disadvantages. It can be hard to stay motivated. You aren't working alongside your team, and you don't have colleagues to interact with. So, alhamdulillah, Faiza is going to be telling us more about, you know, how to deal with these challenges of working from home. Sister Faiza, can you please talk to us about the adjustments from being in office block environment to working from home? And this is something that's been happening now for the past year. Alhamdulillah, please tell us more about that.
Gee, in March 2020, I think the whole world adjusted to working from home, well, at least 95% of us, and then the numbers dropped, I think, to around 70 to 80%. For me, having a beauty clinic in the heart of a very a light suburb, and then being told that now we're on lockdown, and then where to take the business and whether you're taking it from home, was an immense challenge, because you're working in a not just an office environment, but in a shopping center type of a setup where there's social skills and their social environment is 9 to 5. You come to work, you delegate to your staff, you're in a dress code, your customers expect you to be open at a specific time, there's work ethic, there's so much involved, and now you suddenly are packing up and leaving, and you need to psychologically be ready to work from home. So in an office environment, generally working from 9 to 5, and you stick to your working hours as opposed to working from home, you tend to spoil your clients. When you work from home, you spoil your bosses where you're available from 8 to 10 p.m. sometimes later. Therefore, I feel the first thing about people that have working from offices that are now required them to work from home and me having a business from home is to set boundaries from the get-go to help your work and your family life.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I think it must have been a very, very difficult period for many people out there, you know, trying to now suddenly working in that, sometimes in that corporate field, and now suddenly having to go back to your home and working from there. It must have been very difficult, but we'll be talking more about it as we go along. How does one juggle spending time with kids, you know, that you are seeing on a daily basis at home, you know, which is also your workspace now?
Me having to adjust was a little difficult because I've been in a work environment away from my kids from 9 till 6, sometimes 7 o'clock, because I used to commute from the south all the way to the Sandton area. So my kids weren't used to seeing me most of the time. That is a big culture shock and a wake-up call for me as a mom that missed a lot of the upbringing because we're in this rat race. So the positive is we're in this rat race that we need to, as working moms, work. And we never had a lot of time for the kids because when you leave them in the morning, they're at school, then it's madrasa, you come home, you hardly have time for the kids. People watch TV, they have their own other kids that are studying through university. And that, the positive is, working from home, I got in touch with my kids, their various personalities. Psychologically, I find them more stable. They're more involved with their schoolwork. But I also found it a huge challenge, especially having a beauty clinic, a professional setup on the one side of my house, and then with a back entrance. And here I have a large lanky who's 5 now, who creeps in. This is also a very unsafe environment for him, because there's cars entering the yard, which I didn't have when I was in a mall setup, and there's harsh chemicals that he can be exposed to. Also, his disturbance could give me bad reviews, because certain customers might smile, but others will say, hey, you know what, this business has now dropped in reputation, so you've got to worry about that. It's a lot of stress working from home with that, from that point of view. He doesn't know his boundaries because he's not used to mommy being at home, but the older kids will understand. Therefore, you need to, I would say, train your home staff, if you have any, or older kids to become partly employed if you can afford to pay them. Most of the time it's free. But if you can afford to pay them and give them incentives, employ them with your home business to take care of the little ones, give them activities as it will make your one professional business look unprofessional if they don't. And remember that not just you are working from home, your older kids and your kids at school are working from home, so you can't even impose a lot on them. You've got to be considerate and not... sometimes I get angry and I'm like, oh, no, can't you guys help me? But I'm not realizing that these girls have online studying to do and they've got quite difficult courses as well. So it's a great challenge, and if you can juggle it by having rosters, timetables, getting all whatever staff you can involved, and remember staff meaning your family as well.
Yes, it's actually quite a thing to have all of this happening suddenly to you, you know, changing your whole way of working, getting used to the kids, especially if you're not used to having the kids around you. Kids getting used to you, you know, they're not used to having you around all the time. So that is also quite a challenge, I think. Now, do you think that this lifestyle... you know, will be long-term and sustainable for your family life as well?
At first, I didn't think so, because at first, being someone who's... I mean, I've done business practice and everything regarding marketing. It's an industry that I didn't see working from home, because I've had this mindset of being out there in with passing trade, etc. But if done correctly with boundaries and work ethic and professionalism, it will teach your kids one day how they should work in their home space, because we don't know long term where we're going with this working from home environment. So it also is more productive and less stressful if you know how to set the boundaries. For example, I would reach my clients late in the morning because I'm the owner of the business. Now I can be at my business at 7 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, there's no commuting. Secondly, having the business from home, I can see that my kids are sorted and that everybody at home is doing their work properly. And at the same time, I can see, check that I have the few staff that I have left are doing their work properly. There's less theft. There's control over your business. So long as you run it as professionally as possible and make sure that safety is the most important aspect, because now if you've got an office environment that's from home, then you're working on your laptop. But if you have a physical business you've got home, there's a lot involved when it comes to safety. And the safety aspect it comes first, because now you've brought another environment home to your kids. So you've got to make it safe to them in every aspect, emotionally, psychologically, physically, so that they understand that you are trying to juggle both, but you're going to make it as best possible for your family life as well.
Mm-hmm. What challenges would you think people like executives, etc., are facing working from home?
Sure, there's a lot. So there's less exposure for business that require passing trade. There's more online advertising for people that are like me, 46, and had word of mouth and the business was very successful. Now I need to start learning about social media. I've got to learn about, because when you're a business person, I don't think you have a lot of time for social media, so you delegate those tasks. Now you're trying to cut costs, right? So you want to do the most of the work yourself, get your kids involved. So I'm learning a lot about, Instagram, TikTok, Reels, FaceTime. So the advertising now has changed from a physical newspaper or a physical advert to more online advertising. So you need to give more discounts, more incentives given to customers you once had, and then setting specific work and family time. What I did in this time is I did a 100-grand challenge, and the 100-grand challenge got me a lot of customers. So you've got to adapt your business model from, oh, I was in Sanson, I can't charge these prices, to adapting to the environment you have at hand and the clientele you have at hand. So also, you also need to understand getting up and starting your day as you did, going to work, and not slacking on that. So don't get up at 10 o'clock because you had this COVID lockdown and now you don't know how to adjust to an 8-to-5 job. Set the boundaries, your lunchtime, your work time. And a lot of people are gaining weight during COVID because they're eating the entire day. Get onto an eating plan. Get your kids eating healthy. In Ramadan now, you're going to push hours because you don't have to eat. But these are the things I would say consider when you're working from home.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing is that men are not used to working side by side with their wives. What would you advise, from your experience that they should adhere to so that they could, perhaps respect each other's space?
Yes. So I take my hat off to men today. They're facing so much of stress and so many challenges. All I need to say to them is just hang in there. Everything will work out, but work as a team. She is your partner. She's not going to do anything that you don't like, and you probably didn't see her having meetings with men online, but that was her work environment. So you need to understand that with me, I'm a female-only clinic, right? But there's a lot of my female clients that are facing immense marital challenges because now they don't know how to explain that this is my boss. And then the husband comes into her workspace and says, oh, he's a very good-looking man. Why are you having a meeting with him? So these boundaries that we mustn't cross, because it's going to she either works from home or not work at all. But if she's working from home, she's going to have these meetings. Make sure you understand, as a man, it's challenging for her as it is for you. So now you have a full-time mother and a part-time breadwinner, so as to say. And rather than stressing her out, find ways that you can help her and the family to become more productive and constructive for her and less destructive, less critical. And also, don't expect her to stay home, as there may be a time she'll be required to go back to the office environment. So this environment has to be structured in the way that if she does need to go back, then you need to have everything in your family life in order that they understand. With me, I don't think I'll go back to paying rent. Mashallah, I'm happy with this home environment salon. I'm spoiled. My clientele are coming slowly but surely. And my business is, I've got a product line that's gone online. So alhamdulillah, COVID has been very positive and a real eye-opening for me.
Mm-hmm. So you are, alhamdulillah, saving quite a bit of money as well at the same time.
Can I also tell the men, help with the admin, help with the kids, because I'm sure they're not used to being a part of this, extended family life now that they're involved in a lot more things, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's nothing worse than having a Zoom meeting with kids crying on the background. It messes the tone of the meeting completely, you know, and their bosses won't understand eventually. Once or twice you'll understand, and then you'll say, you know, this thing is not working out, you know, and that's what you don't want to come across as unprofessional.
Yeah, no, alhamdulillah. You know, it's so important for you at this stage to be able to work together and to understand each other's, you know, priorities, and make sure that, you know, you're there for each other and help each other out in every possible way. Now, also with a lot of men, you know, out of jobs, and a lot of cases, both parents too, you know, what positive advice would you give people out there as an entrepreneur?
Okay, so I would say to both sides that they need to seek some kind of counseling if it's stressing the marriage and stressing the kids, because you are not less of a man or less of a woman to ask for help. You need to seek counseling. There are a lot of free counseling sessions at Islamic Care Line, anywhere, but fight to firstly keep the family unit together, because money is not everything. It's keeping your family unit together, showing the kids that in the roughest of times, daddy, being a man is not bringing in bread, but showing how you can keep this family life with love, with the least that you have. I mean, there are people fighting wars with dates, and we have had it all. Now we've got this challenge where everything's been taken away. So I would suggest, as an entrepreneur, see what business you love, whether it's food, whether it's beauty, whether it's products. But as a couple, think of the ways that you can make money. There's a lot of barakat from working from home. And start an online shop. It doesn't cost a lot of money. Drop shipping is the biggest industry in the world, and I think maybe the theory or the conspiracy that Bill Gates could have said the COVID could be true, because we're all online, and online is the way to go. So there is a lot of money you can make online. There's a lot of food you can sell from home, and you can approach family and friends that already have a working model business from home with products to advertise their various products without you having to stock it on various groups. Take pictures of products you would come across at these wholesale plastic companies, etc., and advertise them on the various groups. Get onto community groups and start your own shop from home. Have a plan and control your income and your expenses. If you are somebody who has a budget plan, has an Excel spreadsheet, work like that. Remember that saving that is a very important thing. Cut down what is necessary and avoid big loans and debt so that you create less stress in your environment, and teach your kids how to make money from home. My kids are entrepreneurs from the get-go. JT Fox is a very nice course to study online for free, and he teaches you entrepreneurship skills, where from the beginning your branding should be your WhatsApp profile picture, or your online presence should be business-oriented and not social. And you've got to get into this mindset, if you want to make money, that you need to have a plan, an online presence. And I think that you will. Alhamdulillah, it's been working for me. It's been working for my clients. And just grab the opportunities you have at hand. Don't worry about what you had in the past.
I think that's so important, you know, never to give up. You know, find something. There's always something waiting for you to do. And, you know, you can make a success of whatever you put your mind to.
Amen.
Inshallah. Well, Jazakallah khair for talking to us, Sister Faiza. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope to speak to you again. And I'm sure this will be of benefit to our listeners out there.
Also, thank you for having me. And to the listeners out there, homework has become working from home, so enjoy it.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, alhamdulillah. I hope you have a wonderful and a beautiful Ramadan, inshallah. Ramadan Mubarak to you and your family. And please remember us in your duas. Ameen.